The National Basketball Association had its annual draft last night in New York. With the first pick, the Milwaukee Bucks selected Utah center Andrew Bogut. It was the first time in 5 years that a college player was chosen first. High school and foreign stars have topped the draft since 2000. Still, while that trend has reversed for now, commentator Frank DeFord is frustrated by the things that remain the same.
Ever since I grew up, which was some time ago, I have faithfully expected one thing to change. That is, when I go into a men's room anywhere in the world, I have expected the people who design men's rooms to move the mirrors up higher. They never do. I cannot speak for ladies' rooms, but in men's rooms, the mirrors are always the same size, but they are placed too low over the sink so that most anybody must turn his head sideways to brush his hair or just to check out his face. Yet the mirrors are placed low so you can see your belly button area clearly. But who wants to see that? Given a choice, you want to see your head rather than your stomach. They don't have to make the mirrors any larger, just move them up. But they never have, and I know now with resignation they never will. Some things you see just never change. Here are some of the stupid things that will never change in sport. Although a football team has been playing perfect defense, if the other team starts passing at the end of either half, the defensive team will change into a so-called prevent defense and immediately start giving up yardage. Why? Also, just for the record, even though we all say prevent like that in normal conversation, we say prevent in football, like defense instead of defense. If I had ever played football, I would have been DeFord. Critics of baseball always say that it is too slow to appeal to the younger generation. Only they have been saying this for about three generations now. So if the critics were right, there should be no people left to have grown up liking baseball. But critics keep saying this with confidence. People always say that auto racing fans only watch in order to see crashes, and hockey fans only watch to see fights. Neither is true, but both are accepted in perpetuity. And everybody just accepts it as an article of faith that all baseball fans are crazy about home runs. Is this really true? It is invariably stated as irrefutable fact that the reason that the powers that be turned a blind eye from steroids is that everybody just loves home runs. Do they? Home runs really aren't very exciting. What is exciting is when some outfielder leaps over the fence to catch the ball and thereby prevent a home run. What I think has happened, though, is that highlights on television invariably concentrate on home runs. Boom, over the fence, boom, over the fence. And announcers like to shout allegedly catchy things like downtown and going yard. We have been conditioned by highlights to think that we are home run crazy because that's what highlights feature. Highlights are the ruination of sport. They show all the wrong things, dunks, fights, holes in one by golfers not in contention, and home runs. And highlights, like mirrors in men's rooms, will never change.
The comments of Frank DeFord. His newest book is The Old Ball Game, about baseball in America at the start of the 20th century. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.